Dean is not here today, so let's say hello to Alexander Zalbin, lead editor of Lifestyle for Fansided.com. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Wendy. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for being on. I love talking television with you and entertainment, and I watched a show last night before I talked to you because I wanted to make sure I saw it. The Boys. There's a new episode that came out. That is the most twisted, crazy, entertaining show I've ever seen.
Nobody is doing it like The Boys. If people don't know what it is, it's a very raunchy, extremely adult superhero TV show on Prime Video. They're about two-thirds of the way done through the fourth season. There was a new episode that even hit on July 4th, so happy Independence Day to us. And before you get into it, as you're indicating with this episode, there's a lot of extremely adult humor, particularly in this episode, but there's also a lot of really pointed political humor that I was pretty shocked by to see on July 4th, not in a negative way, but they just go for it. They pull no punches across the board.
What is the deal with this show? Because typically, this isn't something that I would think I'd be into, but I watched this, I watched the spinoff, and I don't know, maybe my boys convinced me to watch it originally, but what is the background on this show, The Boys?
For sure. So it's actually based on a comic book by writer Garth Ennis and artist Derek Robertson. It ran for years up until, I want to say, about 2012, ran almost 100 issues. And that is, I like both of those guys, and I really liked the comic book back in the day. Mind you, it hasn't aged very well. But what they did really smartly with the show is they took this raunchy, over-the-top material, infused it with characters that you really feel for at certain points, particularly Jack Quaid, who is the son of Dennis Quaid. He plays one of the main characters, Huey. Carl Urban plays this character called Billy Butcher, who's a very extreme, over-the-top superhero killer. But you feel, again, you feel for them. You understand what they're going through. And it's very nuanced, both in terms of its political commentary and also what it's saying about our superhero-obsessed culture. So I remember crossing my arms when the show first came out, saying, how are they possibly going to put this on TV? But I think they found a very modern and relatable context to put it in. And it's been probably the biggest success that Prime Video has had. So they got a spinoff, Gen V, which is also great if you're looking for more like a teen college-based show. There's an excellent animated spinoff called The Boys Diabolical that's really interesting as well. It's got some great emotional episodes to check out. It's a huge franchise that has resonated with a ton of people.
It's so funny because each episode gets raunchier, and each time my husband sighs and he's like, oh gosh, I don't know, I might be out. But it is really fascinating. And you mentioned Dennis Quaid's son who plays Huey. Isn't Meg Ryan his mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. And you can see like a little bit of each of them in him, but he's fantastic. He is one of the best young actors working today. If you're looking for somebody who has the potential to be the next Tom Hanks, it's 100% him. And this is a little off, but I'll mention, I believe it's streaming on Hulu. There's a romantic comedy called Plus One that stars him and, oh my gosh, what's her name? I'm blanking on it. Anyway, it's one of the best romantic comedies I've seen. Maya Erskine, who is on Pen 15, among other things. Fantastic. Do not miss it. It's actually on Roku channel right now, but one of the best romantic comedies of the modern era, and he stars in that as well.
He's really charismatic. I mean, his acting doesn't look like he's acting. He really seems like he's just being himself.
And I'll also mention, I've interviewed him a couple of times for Boys and other things. He also does the voice of Superman on an animated show called My Adventures with Superman, which is also great if you're looking for a really good, more earnest, less raunchy superhero show. But he is, at least in interviews, exactly how he seems on screen. Very engaged, very excited about everything that's going on. And you know, it's the mark of a really good burgeoning star, I think.
It's called The Boys, and strap in. It's I shouldn't even say that. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been added to the cast. And
he's great.
He's just Negan, though. He's just being Negan from The Walking Dead, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is, without getting into spoilers, he threatens to bash somebody's head in the last episode, and I was like, they put that in for The Walking Dead fam. Come on.
Right. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today. He's back on Monday, and we're talking to Alexander Zalbin in place of Dean today, and lead editor of Lifestyle for Fansided.com. Alexander Zalbin, all right, tell us about House of the Dragon.
Sure. So this season is continuing the prequel version of Game of Thrones. It's on HBO and Max at the same time on Sunday evenings. And if you're like me, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, if you really enjoyed the first season of House of the Dragon, I have been very disappointed in the first couple of episodes. They've been leaning more into hilarious shenanigans than the dark drama and big epic action that we've been expecting. This week's episode is the one to catch up for without getting into any spoilers. I've seen the one that's coming up on Sunday night. Huge, epic action, devastating moments, exactly what you expect from the franchise. If you're a fan, if you tuned out, spend the time today, tomorrow, Sunday, watching the first four episodes of the season, absolutely getting caught up.
And where can you see this, House of the Dragon?
Yeah, it's HBO Sunday nights at 9, and then it streams at the same time on Max.
All right, if only there was a sequel to Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, you know, it's only been how many years?
Decades, Wendy, but I have some amazing news for you. I can't believe this. What a coincidence. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., the much-belated fourth call, I guess would be the word.
Oh, yeah.
The franchise starring Eddie Murphy, starring absolutely everybody who was previously in the movies, is now streaming on Netflix. It hit the service on Wednesday, so you can go and watch it right now. And I've really heard the gamut of reactions to it. People who absolutely love the Beverly Hills Cop movies said, great, it's more of the same. And then people who don't really love them said, oh, great, it's more of the same. So I think you know what you're getting into. If you have watched any of the previous movies, if you just are excited to see Eddie Murphy on screen. He's paired up with Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this. So
I love him.
Yeah, reliable comedy duo. I think if you want to chill out, goofy cop action comedy, this is definitely one to check out this July 4th weekend.
There is a show called Ginny and Georgia, and if I'm not mistaken, I did hear that it is going to be starting up a new season. Did I...
Well, not necessarily anytime soon,
oh, okay.
But yes, there is going to be more Ginny and Georgia. There's two seasons right now. It's been renewed for a third and fourth season, but at the current time, I don't believe we have debut dates for that. So stay tuned.
Okay, and that is Jenny Miller's an angsty 15-year-old. She acts way more mature than her 30-year-old mother, but it is a really cute show. I really like that. I also want to throw out there, I'm almost finished with the new season of The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis is the most amazing, wonderful actress I've ever seen in my whole life. Is she not fantastic in this?
She is really fantastic. I know people have been a little mixed on this season, but without too many spoilers, there's one episode where it's basically the entire half-hour runtime is a two-shot on Jamie Lee Curtis and Abby Elliott just acting in a room together, and it is phenomenal. You know, Abby Elliott's been great in the previous seasons, but she's, I think, unfairly been left out of the Emmy conversation while some of the other actors on the show are thrown in there. This definitely felt like mission get Abby Elliott an Emmy, and she is keeping pace with Jamie Lee Curtis there. It's heartbreaking. You will cry watching the episode, but it's great nonetheless.
You know, it's so weird you say that because Abby Elliott, I just love her because she's Chris Elliott's daughter and I love him. And they didn't really use her enough. She just was really kind of being exasperated all the time. And this episode, I mean, I have goosebumps thinking about it as I was watching it. I said to my son, Michael, it's like, this is the best acting right now between these two people. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the show does better than anything else. I think, frankly, in the season, it gets a little lost in the navel-gazing in terms of bringing in celebrity chefs and other things like that. But that episode, and there's also an episode earlier in the season that does the backstory of the character Tina, and again, I won't go into spoilers.
That was
there,
great.
Oh my God, that episode got me so hard. Lisa Kolenzias, I think is the name of the actress, and she is absolutely phenomenal in that. Those two episodes, the real, real standouts of the season and well worth checking out.
Absolutely love that show. All right, we have time for one more. You pick it. What do you want to tell us about?
Sure. If you have kids, you probably already know this, but there are Bluey minisodes that are streaming on Disney Plus right now. Bluey is basically the most popular show in the world. It's wild. Adults love it. Kids love it. But they have these short little 3 to 5 minute episodes that they dropped, 7 of them on Disney Plus. They're cute. They're charming. You can put it on for the kids. Your kids will watch it, I don't know, 40 times by the end of the weekend. But it's great as usual. And I'm just happy to see this show keep going.
Well, yeah. Wasn't there some kind of rumor going around that Bluey was going to be canceled?
It was very funny, at least to me, because they did an extended 28-minute episode. Normally, the episodes are about 10 to 15 minutes long. So everybody thought, oh, no, this is it. This is the final episode of Bluey. They didn't say anything about it. And then a week later, they released another new episode of Bluey. And then everybody said, oh, this is probably it, because it kind of flashed forward to the future and showed what happened to the characters. So, like, this is the wrap-up. And then a week later, they announced, oh, we're going to be doing a bunch of mini-episodes and release them over the next 2 years. So the creator, I think his name is Joe Bloom, just does whatever he wants, whenever he wants. It may end, it may not, or just keep going if he wants to, because, again, everybody is watching it.
All right, and new comedy movie on Prime Video, Space Cadet.
Yes, this stars Emma Roberts as a person who is not qualified for the space program, who fakes her resume with the thanks for friend Poppy Liu and ends up into the space program. It's on Prime Video as of yesterday. It's a very goofy, silly movie. So again, similar to the Axel F thing, feels like the perfect long weekend watch where you just put on a movie in the background and watch it. But Emma Roberts is great. Poppy Liu is one of the greatest comedians on TV, and I believe this is her first live-action movie. So check that out on Prime Video now.
All right. And any news on Tim Robinson? I think you should leave now. I think you should leave. It's the goofiest, dumbest thing on Netflix. It makes me laugh. I'm just thinking of him right now. But is that coming back? Do you have any idea?
It probably will. It's kind of similar to the Bluey thing where it'll just keep going if Tim Robinson wants to keep going. I know they did a live tour recently, which got some mixed reviews because apparently it was just them sitting there showing deleted clips from the series and then being like, wow, I'm glad we didn't show that. And that was pretty much it. So very surreal and ridiculous. But I'm sure it'll be back at some point. But they haven't announced plans. But also, it could be on tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised.
He is just, I just look at him and laugh. He is a big goof.
He's great. And he, in interviews, he always seems very earnest and honest. He's not the shouty beat guy that he is on the TV show. He's clearly just enjoys doing this and likes hanging out with his friends. I'll also mention there's a great show called Detroiters that Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson did that ran for a couple of seasons on Comedy Central. I'm honestly not sure where it's used anymore because
on Paramount. So he must be watching it.
Yes, Paramount Plus. It's very funny. So if you want more, I think you should leave. Go check out Detroiters. That's on Paramount Plus now.
All right, good. I was looking for something along those lines. Thank you so much. Happy 5th of July, Alexander Zalbin, lead editor of Lifestyle for Fansided.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wendy. Happy 5th, I guess.
Thank you so much.